hope you enjoyed this song. This is probably the last one I'll announce. Unless the next person doesn't come in and they'll be there and turning on automation and such. But this was Ground is Lava with Final Impasse, which is unbelievably perfect for the last kind of official now song of the Small Cactus Radio Hour from the album Ground is Lava in the year 2011. Wow, the song was actually a lot more beautiful than I remember. Gosh, wow. That's amazing. I cannot attest too much to how rest of Ground is Lava is, but if it's like the rest of that song, that's amazing. Gosh, wow. Whew. Sometimes music just does it to you. But anyway, this was DJ Tolstoy, the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful winter break. I'll be back late January. Maybe if it's earlier, it's earlier. But if it's later, it's later. You know, all that jazz. I wish you all luck on finals if you have them. I wish you all luck on the holiday season if you have stresses. Come up with a great New Year's resolution if you got it. And yeah. Enjoy yourselves. I'll try my best to. All right. Putting on some music.
I apologize about the dead air there. It turns out that the song I wanted to play is not in a readable format. Gads!
Oh no!
Oh no! The file type is unsupported, and the extension may be incorrect. Oh no, I will just resort to other means of playing music and find that later. So, let's see. One more for the road. Oh, right, this is my... Oh, actually, I might be squeezing one in next Tuesday. But this might very well be the final installation. Oh, next Wednesday, actually, at 11, I believe. But this might be the last installation of Highly Recommended with Mellow Max for this semester. Because I'm going abroad next semester, but I will be around at the beginning of next semester for a week or two. Oh, because it's so cold out, I'm going to start this set with a wonderful song from Blotto. Or maybe not. Let's see what's happening. This is why vinyl's better. You know, it just... it's hard for it to not work. I mean, that's not true. But it's, I don't know. Wait, is this the cable that doesn't work? It might very well be that. So let's see if that helps. Hey!
Lifeguard, lifeguard, lifeguard. Sit, take-
That took a bit of an interesting turn. We started off with Blotto's I Want to Be a Lifeguard, and after that, I don't know how to say this. It's German. Hey, Nico, can you say a German word for me?
Oh, das ist ein gleiches Scheiß.
Wait, I'll put on your mic. You can do that again.
Das ist ein gleiches Scheiß, ja.
It's definitely. Oh no, somebody changed the board. Oh my goodness. They can't hear you, but you're gold right now. Everything you're saying is amazing.
Are my levels coming in clear now, Max?
No. It seems that Rivendell's. No, it's the.
Max.
Yes.
Am I coming in loud and clear yet?
No. Oh.
Here.
What? Oh, hello. Nico, do some talking.
Max, I'm glad to be here. It's a real...
No, actually, don't try mic 4. Mic 4 is still not showing up. Go to anything else.
Mic 3?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's an absolute honor to be here. I've been meaning to come in all semester, but I guess all that matters is that I'm here. I'm here now, and I'm happy to be here with you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually going to try and change it to a different profile, because this is still acting weird, so... Let's see if I can...
When you say profile, okay. Is that like a Facebook profile?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like an AIM profile? Or like a photo profile where it's just the side of your face? Like, which one of those would you say it's most like?
I would say that it's most like a business profile.
Explain.
Like the side of a really tall business building.
So, like, a profile of your face, but instead of your face, it's like an industrial complex.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit sad? I feel like people listen to your show in an attempt to escape from the profile of large, sad buildings.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe it's unescapable. Maybe it's something that you can't really get away from.
Oh, some buildings are cool.
I agree. I'm a big architecture fan.
I know. Yeah.
What's your favorite building in Boston?
My favorite building in Boston? South Station. So I can get out of here. No, I'm kidding. Boston's wonderful. I don't know. I haven't explored enough of Boston.
See, there's some real pretty ones out there.
Actually, it would have to... Oh, I really like the... Oh, I've been given a pronunciation. So Negaflect. That's the band, and the song was Rodelius. And after that, Boards of Canada with A is to B, as B is to C. And so the most beautiful building, I would say, like, one of those historic churches.
Like Old North Church.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. That's actually the exact one I was thinking of.
One if by land, two if by sea. Max, exactly. Was it one or was it two? Two lanterns.
One if by land, two if by sea. It was... Wasn't there a problem? Wasn't there? No, it was...
The only problem was that the British were coming.
Yeah. Yeah. It was by land.
No, it was by sea.
Yeah.
It was two lanterns. Yeah. Paul Revere led the ride.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be a poor patriot?
I miss taking history classes.
Yeah, I mean, for the uninitiated, Max is an engineer, and I'm an English major. Neither of those are history, but no. I'd say I'm closer.
Yeah, I don't read anything. I don't remember how to read.
And I do nothing but read.
It's all numbers.
Speaking of reading, this next song is big about reading. It's a big reading band. It's a big literature band. And it is, Max, what is it?
Popol Vuh, which interestingly is actually the creation story of the a tribe of Mayans who are from... the area presently known as Guatemala. So it is actually some old literature.
Coming to you live, it's Popol Vuh. Popol Vuh.
Popol Vuh.
Coming to you live, it's Popol Vuh with some creation stories from Guatemala, a beautiful country filled with beautiful people.
Here's some German krautrock. Yeah, they're not Guatemalan or about creation. They just took a name because it's sick.
Either or.
And that's what we call appropriation. It's pretty sick, though. Well, we had just now the Microphones with The Moon, and before that the Beatles with Norwegian Wood, and just before that Popol Vuh with Kyrie, which honestly I think it was cooler when I heard it earlier today. But yes, Nico.
Well, sometimes the way you interpret music is so dependent on the state of mind that you are in when you hear it for the first time. Like I feel like the sensation of sound is so tied to memory that it's impossible to divide yourself from the first time you hear a song. So to anyone in the audience who didn't like that song, try to put yourself in Mellow Max's mood when he first heard that song. Max, can you describe that mood?
I was sitting in health services. Yeah. It was earlier today, in fact. I had just heard, like, another song that was like that, but done better. So I was like, wow, maybe this is also a good song. And I was like, yeah, this is a sick song. I don't think it is.
That's beautiful. All right, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
See, the tragedy of things is that I'm bad, you're bad, everything's bad, and that's beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty bad.
Maybe that song can be part of that.
Yeah. What's good? What's good?
What's good?
My guy.
There's good food, there's good water, and good drinks, and good
friends. In most places on Earth.
And good
people.
Some
places, not... Yeah.
And good music.
Yeah.
Speaking of good music, what do we have coming up next, Max?
Coming up next is a song that is... it's actually not tied to many memories yet, because it came out, like, within the week. But the band itself, I ranted about them on my last show. It's Stonefield. They're amazing, and they opened for King Gizzard, and they're so great.
And if the good memories aren't here yet, it means that the good memories are yet to come. And
yeah.
The fact that there's potential for so much good in the future is almost more beautiful than good in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, actually, I really want to talk more about the song, but I'm going to let you guys hear it first, and then I'll let you hear what I think. I think that's a good way to do it.
Coming in hot, it's... What was the name of the band?
Stonefield.
Stonefield with...
Delusion.
Delusion.
Why don't you just tell our lovely, lovely listeners what you were just saying about sad boy music or
so
sad girl music?
What I've found is that sad girl music as a genre is a lot more appealing than sad boy music. Bands like Eskimo, well, that was O/Eskimo. They go by both
formerly
names.
Known as.
Yes. And Cyberbully Mom Club. Well, yeah, first off, the names are just incredible, but two, like the sound alone is just so much better than sad boy music. That being said, though, sad boy has given us like people like Sufjan Stevens, who are just you can't forget them, and they're so. Do you not like Sufjan?
No, I do, but I don't know if like has sad boy given us that, or has sad boy just owned that.
I think Sad Boy gave us Sufjan. And if, I don't know, if you won't give Sufjan to Sad Boy, what about Elliot Smith? Like, Elliot Smith is...
I haven't listened to enough.
Really? Oh, we'll get some Elliot Smiths going soon enough. Because Elliot Smith is just, one, prototypical Sad Boy, but two, just such great music with just such an incredible take on life and love and so much more than that. While still sounding beautiful and still being just sonically pleasing. What do we have coming up next?
I realize that this playlist has nowhere near enough prog rock.
When do we have to do a PSA? I feel like a PSA should be coming up.
Search through the binder.
The first thing that comes to, can I do it now?
Oh yeah, go for it.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that
pitch it to me.
Well, it's public transit versus walking. Public transit is real good for the environment. Walking is also real good for the environment. The one thing that I will say is bad for the environment is driving as a whole. This isn't to insult you if you're driving a car right now, but this is to say that maybe in the future you should reconsider your choices, because if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to a T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip is often faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise, and you're saving time and even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, but you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just in that extra 15 minutes of your time. That's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm sold. I'm going to walk everywhere.
I already walk everywhere. And the places I don't walk...
I do too.
The places I don't walk, I bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had a bike.
Oh, having a bike is great. Mine's in the shop right now, and I miss it more than anything else.
At my parents, because I know you're listening. I'm bringing the bike up next semester. Well, next year.
Speaking of biking, I'm going to get a song in the queue. It's called Biking is Better by Wintergatan, and it's a beautiful instrumental. Ooh,
but what if we also played I Want to Ride My Bicycle?
Let's just get on a big biking tear.
Yeah, but first, if you're going to be biking in this weather, you might feel a cold wind. So here's some Jethro Tull.
This one's called Cold Wind to Valhalla. Of the night, crack, wind, clatter, flash, rain, bite on an outsized unicorn, roughshod winging sky blue flight. The cold winds of Valhalla. Breakfast with the gods, night angels serve. With ice-bound majesty. Frozen flaming fish are on earth. In a cup of silver liquid fire. I'm
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I say bite, I say shark, I say him, and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. I
say Rose,
I say Royce,
I say God,
give me a choice.
I say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
Thank God these mics turn off. You didn't want to hear what I just did. I was just singing. Ugh.
Dude, we were both singing. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, you put it that way. Thank you, Nico.
Of course.
So that was just Queen with Bicycle Race. And before that, Wintergarten with Biking is Better. And just before that, Jethro Tull with Cold Wind to Valhalla.
Really quickly, could you refer